This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares her reflections and teachings about living in the Holy Land.
People have asked me if there's a place at the Western Wall where women pray, and I can say yes, there is, because I've put my hand on the wall there and sent my prayers up to God. At the Western Wall, as in all Orthodox synagogues, there is a men's section and also a women's section called Ezrat Nashim. There is a small partition between them called the Mechitza, which means separation. It is typically a small wall or a piece of fabric that hangs down. It is a symbolic separation. You can see into the other side from each section and hear each other sing and pray and worship. You can see the Sefer Torah, the Torah scrolls, that are traditionally held on the men's side. The women are able to reach over and kiss the Torah scrolls, and on certain occasions, the Torah scrolls are passed over to the women's side. This separation symbolizes that this is a holy space, not for congregating with friends or talking to your spouse, but for conversation with God. Here we are in the presence of the Lord, of holiness, of Kedusha, as we say in Hebrew. And in order to recognize that holiness, sometimes we have to step away from our comforts and from our regular routine. So I invite you to come to the Western Wall and experience praying to God in this holy space. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Follow Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's timeless teachings and insights with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions, available online or sent directly to your inbox. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.org/radio.